This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. I hope you've enjoyed today's show and it's given you some food for thought. We have discussed a lot. We had a heart-to-heart in the first segment. We discussed the terror and Secret Service issues in the White House. And again, I repeat my plea to the Secret Service and Donald Trump. Please sort out your security in the White House. We discussed Neil Gorsuch, and now I want to discuss, just finish up today's show by just discussing a small principle with you, that I'm seeing a growing trend on social media, but I want to respond in a principled way and lay out some history for you as well. One of the things I'm going to take on as a responsibility and I'm going to share with you in the most entertaining and encouraging way possible is more about your founding fathers and your history. Because I know certain people don't share my love of history, and if I discussed what I would discuss, it would put a lot of people to the sleep. But one of the things I want to try and do is focus in on your Declaration of Independence. Talk about the words, but also talk very much about the spirit behind it. It's why, not going back to last week's show about responding to Tommy, I spoke about nature's law and nature's God. They're terms you're going to hear a lot more on this show of. But also that the spirit is critical. So I want to read something to you from your Declaration of Independence, just to get you thinking on this Saturday, or this weekend, whenever you listen to this show. And it's from the second paragraph. Because everyone can quote the start of the paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal. They have certain rights from the Creator, certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Or life, liberty, and property is the original meaning. But I want to read something that is just underneath it, but that is critical to the point I want to make to you right now. And I quote, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. It continues on later on, just a couple of sentences down. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same objective evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, sorry, I can't speak, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for future security. The key words I want to hear, I want to talk about right now, is everyone talks about today, we need to stop this, we need to destroy this, we need to put a halt to this. Your founding fathers were very smart men because they said it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Absolutely right. But they went on. They talked about your right, but they also talked about your responsibility and to institute a new government. They talked again later on about your right, that you have a right to throw off such government, but you also have the responsibility to provide new guards for their future security. Freedom without responsibility does not work. You cannot have a conversation about rights and freedom without having a conversation about responsibilities. The spirit behind this is incredible, because your founding fathers, contrary to public opinion in 2017, and liberal media, was they were very well educated, very well read men. They just didn't sort of among themselves going to go, hey, what do you think the Constitution should be? Or what do you think the Declaration of Independence should say? Your founding fathers read. Your founding fathers took a lot of stuff. If you read the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, you will see a lot of quotes from Scripture there. They read great men. Great philosophers, both in a positive way and a bad way. They were very familiar with their works. And they looked around the world and said, hey, what did everyone else do? How can we improve it? One of the reasons, America is a great nation, an exceptional nation, is because of that responsibility. It is your right to alter and abolish certain things, but you also have that responsibility to institute new government. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone can destroy something. It doesn't take any brain power to go, I don't like that, I want to destroy it. Whether it's right or wrong or noble or not. You can destroy it. Just go, I don't like it. I want to destroy you. It doesn't take much brain power. What takes brain power and what takes convincing, what takes debate, what takes arguments, what takes discussions, is instituting new governments. To instituting new guards and new safe places. It's with this in mind, I've been seeing a lot of people online commenting the following, and I've seen this meme go around, variations of it with different words, and it's basically this woman with her, you know, that look you have, you know, when your eyeballs are all big and your eyebrows and are really up and you're just like wide-eyed, you know, like, oh my God. It's a picture of this woman with glasses and her eyes are like massive. And it's basically saying, happiness is pissing off a liberal. I've seen many people online go, I wake up every day just wanting to, you know, annoy a liberal. Just to get in their face. I find that so sad. First of all, if your happiness comes from annoying someone else, I would seriously ask you very respectfully to sit down and have a reevaluation of your life. Because your happiness coming from annoying someone else isn't exactly a sound mental capacity. I can think of many things that make me happy. Spending time with my mother makes me happy. Spending time with my dog makes me happy. Spending time researching makes me happy. Spending hours upon hours on phone calls about radio and about helping people get a start in radio. Talking about philosophy, talking about principles makes me happy. Annoying someone? No. No, not at all. But it all boils back down to the way we talk to people. What is the aim when you engage with liberals and the left? And you, the way some people call them, the enemy. Is it just to annoy them? Is it just to tear them down? Is it just to throw insults at them? Because that's the easy thing. The easiest thing is just to destroy something. It's what the rest of the world has done quite well over many, many decades and centuries. The hard thing is to build people up. Anytime I engage with someone, I don't want to, if you watch me, again, there are many, many thousands upon thousands of words, both written and oral from me. I don't ever want to tear anyone down. I want to build people up. I want to show people the light. I want to make the argument. I really hope Americans are reintroduced to their founding fathers. Because they were really great men and they were really unique and really exceptional. And they charted this course for you. And they gave you the groundwork with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. That's your roadmap to get to where you are an exceptional nation yet again. But tearing people down, annoying people, how do you win? Let's just take the whole, let's just forget the principle aspect. Let's get the whole election side. How do you win? Because you hear the Republicans talking about this all the time. We need a large tent, a big tent, a welcoming tent. Well, how do you build that big tent? I'm not saying that's a good thing, by the way. Just let's say it is. How do you build that big tent? Do you build it by annoying people? Do you, to use this language, do you get that big tent by pissing off a liberal? Have many times you ever had in your life kind of gone, oh, there's that big tent of people. They really annoyed me and upset me. Yeah, I'm going to go join them. You ever see that happen in life? You ever felt that one that way? I really hope to live in a world one day, and the way social media is going, this might be a pipe dream, I don't know. But if you dream it, it can come true. If you visualize it, it can happen. I really hope to live in a world one day where we're better than just wanting to annoy people. I really hope we live in a world where, not, I don't ask for you to agree or disagree with me. I don't want people who share the exact same opinion as me to be around me. We're challenged by people who have different opinions. We become better when people have different opinions. But I really hope we live in a world where we can actually meet on the battleground of ideas and not on the battleground of insults, the battleground of demeaning comments, and the battleground of discussing people. I don't see any benefit in any of those. I see a benefit in meeting on the battleground of ideas. And for as long as I can, I'm going to be doing everything I can to meet anyone on the battleground of ideas, but also to share your founder's wisdom. I wish I could sit here and kind of go, hey, guess what, America? I had this great wisdom. I had this epiphany. Am I a smart person? I don't. What I have is appreciation for great men and women. And they are your founders. These are not my principles. I wish I could be. I wish I was sitting on the opposite end of this microphone and you telling me how great your country was and me, you telling me how great your founders were. But sadly, it doesn't seem popular, or it doesn't seem, maybe there's a narrative behind the scenes where they don't want people to know your founders are great men. I don't see it been discussed a whole lot, with the exception of a handful of people. And that is why I'm adding my voice to that list. Because as long as I'm around, I will talk about the greatness of your founding and the principles behind it. Because principles, if you believe in eternal principles, they were the same at the time of Christ. They were the same at 1776, and they're the same today. Because they are eternal, they are right, and they are true. And I will continue to add my voice to them at every opportunity. I hope this has given you something to think about, something to chew on for the weekend. As always, we finish the show the same way we do each and every week, by saluting the heroes in society, your police, your firefighters, your emergency personnel, and your vets, the men and women who risk it all 24/7 for our freedoms, for our security, and to stand against evil in this world. And this week we salute the police all over the world, including Great Britain right now, who are under pressure. Keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. And lastly, I salute you, the great American people. If you heard nothing in this show and nothing went into your brain bar this, just remember this. America is great because Americans are good. America is great because Americans are good. Never stop being good. Because your future has still got a lot of potential in it. Until next Saturday at 12 noon Eastern America, God bless and God bless America.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.